Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Hair Like Hers podcast, where we talk all about women's hair health and wellness with leading professionals from the medical, wellness, nutrition, and fitness industries. I'm your host, Shab Kaspara, NYC celebrity trichologist and hair health expert, and the founder of Leona.co, the first retail platform matching and guiding women with the best hair growth solutions from around the world. Wherever you are in your hair and health journey, you can be rest assured there is something for everyone on this show. You can follow me at Shab Hair Expert on IG, TikTok, and YouTube. Please show your support by sharing this show with your friends and family or leaving a review on whichever platform you're listening from. Thank you for being here, and I hope you enjoy the show. Brittany!
Hi.
Welcome to the show, girl.
Thank you so much.
We are recording in my apartment in Manhattan. And it's so nice to do an episode together because since COVID, it became perfectly fine to do podcast episodes over Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not the same.
No, actually, this is my first in-person podcast. The other one was a Zoom. So I'm very happy to be here.
Done any other podcasts with hair experts?
Absolutely not.
That's right.
I would never.
Well, this is going to be a first of its kind because today we are talking all about the latest and greatest in skin and scalp lasers. And the truth is that someone like you is doing it all, right? Because mm-hmm. the scalp is an extension of the face. So now that conversation has expanded beyond just this and into the scalp now. So we have so much to cover mm-hmm. and you are so incredible at what you do and so knowledgeable. So why don't you start by telling everybody a little bit about your background and your journey and experience with skin.
Okay, yeah, sure. So I've been practicing aesthetics for 11 years. I started off in the Catskills in the Albany region. I've done everything from fluffy, organic, resort spa-like, all the way into body contouring with guided weight loss or weight loss coaching. And then I maneuvered my way more into the medical field with just specializing in skin and restoration and rejuvenation. And doing that, I'm here in Midtown at Dr. Yael Halas's. She is a double board certified facial plastic surgeon, and she's doing everything from the neck up, whether it's surgeries, non-surgical, injectables, hair restoration. It's pretty incredible. We're also an FDA study center. So we have a lot of exposure to products, new technologies. We're helping develop those protocols. So whether it's skin or hair, we are at the forefront of it. So it's really, really incredible to be a part of a practice like that. And I've learned so much in just 2.5 to 3 years under her.
I bet. She really is amazing. For those of you that are regular listeners, she was on the podcast. We did a whole, you know, hair restoration, hair transplantation for women episode.
Mm-hmm.
You guys can definitely find that. It was so helpful in understanding what does that procedure look like? What kind of women get hair transplantation? What types of issues can you get it for? Like, it's not just like full-blown hair loss, but even just like your edges and just...
Yeah, it's, you know, with skin and hair, the variables on what's happening and why is so broad. But yeah, it's really cool to... I've been in the OR. I've seen her do the hair transplants, the FUE, the FUT. And then we're also doing some cutting-edge stuff with exosomes, stem cells. So
exciting. Oh my God,
we're gonna... There's a lot to talk
about.
That
is... so exciting for the hair world because it's like about time we've got this like incredible technology that's being used for stimulating hair growth.
Right.
So we'll definitely dive into that. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about what you perform the most of at the office and what people come in and are requesting the most.
The most popular treatment that I am doing is hydrafacial. Hydrafacial across the board is the gateway of maybe someone's never had a facial. I've had patients who have never had a facial and they've been watching me for 2 years on Instagram or whatever the case may be, and they finally just get inspired enough to come in. And hydrafacial is the best way to dip your toe into that water and get your introduction. And once you go home and you see and you feel the result, then your eyes have been widened. And now you want to try more things, like maybe it's laser or a chemical peel, or maybe you just want to do a little bit of microneedling. It completely opens up that doorway. And the more you do it, the better understanding you get of what's happening and what your skin might need or what you're trying to achieve and how you can achieve that. And the entire time, the entire experience with me is educational and therapeutic. For sure. So you're learning along the way, and we just slowly build a regimen and a treatment. So HydraFacial is the most popular, but my entire thing is combination therapy. Mm-hmm. So if you call and you want to do a HydraFacial with me, you might end up doing a HydraFacial with dermaplaning, or it could be a HydraFacial with dermaplaning and some IPL with spot treatments for pigmentation, or maybe you have a few breakouts on your jawline. So HydraFacial is the foundation, and then we are constantly building and growing and becoming more advanced.
So it's like the gateway treatment.
Yeah, exactly. So it's
like you do a HydraFacial, you get familiar with it, you realize like, oh, okay, this isn't invasive and this is easy, mm-hmm. and I just learned so much, and there's all these other things I can combine with it to enhance the results. And then it gets exciting. It's like once you're in your like, well, I wouldn't call it a chair. It's like in your bed.
Yeah.
Once you're in your bed, you never get out.
Once you're in bed with Skin Like Bee, things are going to start to change.
Never
the same. I'm going to change your life.
Well, I mean, once you pull out those balls, those cold balls, I'm not even kidding. There's like these.
The ice.
She'll like burn you, grill you, and like do all the things to your face, and then she pulls out these ice balls.
Well, what I like to do is
part of the
whole camouflage the experience with these really nice spa like lights on the ceiling.
Yeah, you do.
So you walk into what looks like a Zen den, and then
it's like a spatial galactic Zen den. Okay, there's like the fucking astrology. Oh my god, I think that's the first time I swore on my podcast. This is what happens when I sit with a girlfriend.
I know. Wow. You know what? We've had this conversation so many times over dinner, and the world deserves to hear it.
You know what? You're welcome. I curse. Yeah. Anyways, no, it's so true. Like, the whole experience is so different from any other facialist, derm office, spa, anything.
Thank you.
And then there's you.
Yeah.
On top of it. Yeah. You're just like the best. I love
you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Okay. So what else? So we'll do all that stuff, and then HydraFacial, microneedling, dermaplaning.
It depends on how seasoned the patient is and what they know, what they don't know, and what they're willing. And then it becomes a budget thing too as well. Some patients want to go slow and steady, and that's okay. To be honest with you, I rather have a patient invest in the medical grade products up front, but slowly build their way into it.
Yeah.
80% of what your skin looks like or the condition of it is typically what's going on at home.
Yeah, right.
And so if it's as little as suggesting to use cold water on your skin and just buy this gentle cleanser and SPF, I rather do that for that specific person than to just sell them into this dream of all these treatments, and then if they don't have the tools at home, then it doesn't really matter.
So true. It's the same with hair too.
Yeah,
like you get your hair professionally done, and then you can go and wash your hair with a super high pH, like dangerous and harsh cleansing shampoos and coating conditioners, and it's like it just throws it all to waste.
Yeah, it all goes together.
But I also love, like, you don't push it on people either. Don't push. Like, she's not a pusher at all. Like, you've never pushed me once. Except what I love about what you do, and like I think every professional can learn from this, is your follow-up. Love that. Like, you will follow up with me every single time.
Oh yeah, I harass. I will chase you down.
That is so key for a professional to own what they've done, because you know, and we'll break down these products in a second so people can know exactly what it is we're talking about, but you know, there's a little bit of aftercare. Sometimes you're a little red, sometimes you're peeling, sometimes you're spotty and whatever, and like takes a whole it's a whole process. But it is so nice to know that your skincare professional is following up with you.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you don't even have to follow up with me. Like, at this point, like, I feel like I know and we're good and whatever. And if there was anything, I would reach out to you, but you still do. And I love that. I think it's just like white glove all the way.
Oh, for sure. In 11 years with patient care across the board, no matter what the treatment was, whether it was body contouring or just a fluffy massage like facial, I can explain everything until I'm blue in the face, mm-hmm. and a patient will just nod their head.
Yeah, right.
And they're not listening at all. And they're not remembering the certain key points of what I'm saying. And so just through trial and error, I have learned my lesson. Like, I will chase you down and just remind you, like, the redness and the flakiness, that's normal. Remember, we talked about that. Take some allergy medicine. It's going to reduce the histamine response. Try this. No active acids.
You really do, especially because, like, people aren't used to, they're not, like, used to, and, like, you really don't know. Like, you think of everything, and I can attest to this, like, you do, like, get the whole aftercare thing, and you are partially paying attention, mm-hmm. but then, like, the next day comes, and you're like, wait, was I supposed to wash it now? And, mm-hmm. like, wait, when am I supposed to exfoliate? Or, like, was I supposed to stop this serum? When do I, and then all of a sudden, you're just, like, lost. But there you are, like, in my, you know, text messages and DMs, and you're just like following up, so it's really nice.
Yeah, exactly. I will write down regimens for patients.
So good. So. We need more of that. We need professionals who understand that it's their job to follow through. You mm-hmm. don't just send someone home and, you know, book good your luck. Next appointment and see you then. Like, yeah. No, it's your responsibility. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
That's a true professional. Okay, so let's talk about, so you said HydraFacial was really popular. Can you explain HydraFacial real quick?
Yes, so HydraFacial is a one-of-a-kind. It is exfoliating, extracting, and infusing certain serums that they've created for each step. So it's a three-step solution process. They use a patent vortex fusion technology. So if you think of it as a controlled, closed tornado, you have your input and you have your output. There's no cross-contamination. So while we're exfoliating and removing the outer layer of dirt, debris, dead skin cells, at the same time, we are forcing in a serum into the pores, and then it's dislodging any whiteheads, blackheads, debris. So that's being sucked out immediately. Mm-hmm. And then the skin is then being replenished with antioxidants and peptides, growth factors. Maybe we're using a clarifying booster that's got salicylic and glycolic or lactic. So there's so many ways that we can customize it. But from start to finish, you're getting an incredibly detailed clean, and it's making your skin much more healthy. So we're actually able to counteract and rebalance out the chemistry of the skin and the tissue. So for some people, it's a huge step in the right direction, especially for people who have oily or problematic or acneic skin. Hey. I'm not looking at you.
Get it, Brittany. Yeah. I know I'm due.
So yeah, it's something that I really try to encourage patients to try. And if it's a perfect world, you should get it done once a month. Everybody gets busy. It might not be possible to do it once every 4 weeks, but if you could make time to do it once a season or maybe twice a year, that's better than nothing.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
Okay, so that is HydraFacial, which I love. I really do love HydraFacial. It is like mm-hmm. you're just sucking everything out of your face.
And then like within 24, 48, 72 hours, your skin has marinated and your skin is more glowy and beautiful. And that magic glow lasts pretty much 3 to 4 weeks. Once your skin starts to look more dull, that's when you know it's time to replenish.
It is a beautiful glow. Mm-hmm. Okay, so microneedling,
yes. So we work with SkinPen. It is the only FDA-approved microneedling device on the market. So that's super important to us. We want to offer the best devices out there for patients that have the efficacy behind it. And so I'm offering microneedling to almost everybody. Mm-hmm. Everyone's a candidate for it. Mm-hmm. So as long as you're willing to compromise and commit to being a little sunburned for maybe 2 to 3 days, everyone's so different, but it's a really, really great treatment. And I love to pair it with HydraFacial mm-hmm. because we're replenishing, we're cleaning, we're prepping and priming the canvas, which is your skin. And then we can go in with microneedling, create these little tiny micro channels in the skin, thousands and thousands of them, and then we're stimulating your body's inflammatory healing response, which is great because now we're signaling to your body, hey, fix this, correct this. So whether that's fine lines and wrinkles or pigmentation or scarring, your body's knee-jerk reaction is to fix and repair and replenish.
Right.
So you're also getting more collagen elasticity with it as well. So I think hands down, microneedling is completely underrated. It doesn't always have to be the most advanced treatments out there that are paired with radiofrequency. Sometimes bare bones microneedling is just as good.
Yeah. I love it. And that's like the medical version of the derma rollers that we see now, right? And so this one specifically, for those of you that are watching on YouTube, like this one specifically is a scalp derma roller, and it's 0.5 millimeters. And like, it's doing the same thing. It's creating those micro channels. But this is like so gentle, right? Mm-hmm. This is also puncturing slightly.
What's the depth? So it's very, very baby-like.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But the point is that you can do this stuff at home now and follow up at home and maintain and do that. So this is really great for the scalp also, which I highly, highly recommend. I love to do it. It actually feels so nice on the scalp to run those needles over it. It's just like...
Are you putting anything on after?
Yeah, you have to immediately follow. Same thing with the, yeah. with the microneedling, yeah, your skin pen.
That was a trick question.
Was it a trick? Are you testing me? Wow, she took it there. Okay, challenge accepted. But yeah, no, definitely you want to follow it with your serum, because that's the whole point. You're creating those micro channels in order for then the product to penetrate even better. So mm-hmm. for sure, you're putting your scalp topical, which just like the facial stuff can... include all sorts of different things. It just depends how advanced, expensive, and also like what you're looking for, because not everyone's looking for the same thing. It's mm-hmm. like some people want to grow their hair and they're losing hair, and so they're going to have different kinds of ingredients. Some people have really great healthy hair, but they want to maintain it that way, so they're going to do more of like a nourishing topical. Mm-hmm. Same thing, right? We can adjust these ingredients and these services for the scalp just like we do for the face.
The next step above regular microneedling would be Morpheus.
Yes.
Morpheus is our favorite treatment that we've done together.
It's a love hate. I'm not gonna lie.
1 second you're in the Zen den looking up at the stars. You're in
the torture den.
And then you're crying. We're laughing, we're crying.
You know, there's no hiding it. Because if you wanna actually get the good results, like you gotta go deep, right?
Yeah, when sometimes I want, with regular skin pen microneedling, I can only go so deep. So that's more of a superficial to medium depth. We're going as far as 2.5 millimeters if we want to. When we're talking about Morpheus, I can go all the way down to 4 millimeters.
Wow.
I'm not going to do that everywhere, of course.
Did you do 4 on me?
If I've done, probably not, but if I did, it would only be where there's enough sufficient tissue.
Got it, underneath.
Yeah. Right, so regardless, across, hands down across the board, forehead, around the eyes, that's a more thin, delicate area. We're going to stay more superficial between 0.5 and maybe 1.5 millimeters.
Yeah.
If we have more tissue to work with, more cushion for the push-in, then I will go deeper. But when we're talking about Morpheus, now we have the radio frequency aspect is paired into it, and we can adjust that thermal environment. And there's a sliding scale between a temperature that's going to basically melt away or get rid of the adipose tissue. Let's say somebody has a little fluffy double chin area and they want to kind of chisel out their submental jawline.
Yeah.
Then that's where we can get more creative. We don't ever want to lose any volume in the cheeks,
right?
Unless they have some to give.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're going to be very strategic on the depth and the temperature. And that way you're kind of getting everything wrapped into one. We're facial contouring, we're tightening, we're lifting, we're correcting, and we're just making more collagen and elasticity. And so patients are seeing a visual change in their cheek area. Their nasal labial fold has been lifted and pulled back. Their eyes are more contoured. Their fine lines or crepey lines around their eyes have been smoothed and ironed out. Their jawline has become more pronounced and chiseled. We're seeing a huge difference in their submental adipose tissue fat. So that's the next step above. Of course, none of these treatments, when we're talking microneedling, Morpheus, laser, chemical peels, none of them are a one-and-done miracle.
Yeah.
And I always encourage patients, like, you can do one if you want. Are you going to be impressed? Probably not.
Right.
Will you see some sort of a difference? Probably. But for a more dramatic, bigger bang for your buck, the magic number is typically always 3.
I want to make sure we're really breaking this down for everybody, because it's a lot of information. So hydrofacial is the one thing. And then we have the microneedling, which is step 2, or kind of phase 2. And then we go into radio frequency microneedling.
Yes, so we're doing a little bit more heavy lifting.
Okay, so that is also... So it's combining microneedling with radio frequency.
Mm-hmm.
So it's creating those channels.
Creating those channels.
And then it's also, the radio frequency is giving heat.
We're delivering heat to that exact depth.
Got it.
So that's where we have the ability to kind of really use the artistry of how we are facial contouring a person's face.
Yeah.
So someone who might have more of a natural round structure, but they're looking to unveil their cheekbones and they want that tightening and lifting, that's where I can pick and choose mm-hmm. my depth and my temperature, because there's a sliding scale with the temperature. Some temperatures we want to stay on the lower end and just stimulate collagen elasticity, but if I bump it up a few notches where we go a little bit higher, that's where we create an environment where those fat cells cannot survive.
Right.
And so about 3 to 5 days after that treatment and those fat cells have been cooked, now those fat cell walls are being broken down and your body is eliminating them lymphatically through your system. And it takes your body about truly 60 to 90 days to officially eliminate. Mm-hmm. But you will begin to see a slow change in that treatment area within 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So that's the really, really amazing aspect of combining radiofrequency, where we can just stimulate or we can kind of get a little customized with.
I think it's so important, like, because I know when I was initially introduced to Morpheus 8, I did a lot of research. Obviously, I hit up Google and I started reading all these different things about it. And I think the first concern was, well, you got to be careful when you do it, especially if you're too young or you have too much like natural baby fat or whatever it is. Like, you got to make sure that, you know, you're not burning all that away, because it can burn your fat and it can actually mm-hmm. make you look older in a certain yeah. way, or just like look too pronounced in certain areas and yep. all that. But I love that, you know, you're able to customize it and fine tune it on different areas of the face and treat them all differently. I think that's just so cool.
And to your point, yeah. people can be overtreated. And yeah. so the most important thing that you can do is do your research on who your provider is, mm-hmm. because not every provider is created equally. A lot of it does have to do with, does the person who's operating the device understand the difference in depths and temperatures and how that, and skin, because skin is different in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and so on.
Yeah. And we'll get into that. We're going to break down Brittany's recommended regimen for someone in their 20s or 30s, 40s and up and all that. So that's really
cool. But the moral of my story is knowing that you have a provider who understands the difference in age and skin and how it responds and reacts to temperature
is important. So would you recommend somebody makes an appointment for a consultation? If someone wanted to come to see you, just talk about the services and the options, what do they do?
It's a mixture. I have patients who strictly come in for a consult and I will talk to them from anywhere to 15 minutes to an hour, depending on how many questions they have. Or I have patients who know that they want to consult, have a pretty good idea on what they're interested in, and want to also make that a hybrid appointment and do the treatment the same day. So as long as that appointment is scheduled correctly and we understand, oh, I'm going to talk to you for probably 20 minutes, but I also need to make sure you numb for long enough, because we're going to move forward with Morpheus or we're going to move forward with X treatment.
Yeah.
So as long as that's done, then everything is good. Yeah. So it's always okay, a mixture. Good.
So people can just take their time and they can go in and just have a conversation with you or with whatever professional. Generally, you should be able to offer like an actual consultation. Right?
Yeah. Yep. I do all sorts of consults. I do consults with patients and their parents mm-hmm. or their significant others. Yeah. Sometimes it's a hype, like maybe it's a girlfriend and boyfriend, or it's a couple that's about to get married and they both want to prep their skin and understand what they need.
Question with guys real quick. I'm just going off on a tangent since you just mentioned it. Do women bring their men in and they're like, can you fix him?
Yeah.
Like, what is that situation like?
Your eyes are lighting up.
I know. I'm like, wait.
Yeah,
I've been the only one that's thought about this.
And I know I've done maybe 3 seasons of patients who are getting ready for their wedding day.
Yeah.
Some of them are proactive and we're working on them for a year in advance. Some of them are a little late to the game, but yeah, it usually starts with just the fiance. Mm-hmm. And then I always say, how's his skin look?
Right.
And then they usually
maybe, is anyone ever like, no, he's good, he doesn't need anything?
Sometimes they say that. Yeah. I think maybe because they know that they're not going to have a hard time getting him in.
Right.
But I've had a lot of dual, like they'll come in at the same time. We'll all sit in the room together and talk about wedding plans microneedling. And, you know, I think it's really sweet when the groom-to-be is just as into wanting to look his best on his wedding day for photos. And some people have like really men need it more than women because they're way more harsh on their skin. Yeah. And they're probably not taking care of it. So I've had a lot of men who've had really severe acneic scarring from years ago.
Yeah.
And now we're trying to play catch up. Mm-hmm. So, Yeah. Women bring their men.
Women bring their men.
So.
That's nice. It's,
plant that little seed.
I mean, I just think it's nice. I just think, one, yeah, you should obviously, like, look out for your partner. But two, I think it's great when guys, you know, are open to these things and want to try something out, because why not?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, like, we have access to amazing people like you, especially in this city. And it's, like, so many wonderful things. And you have so many male clients. Like, Forever, like, follows
I do. Brittany. I do.
A ton of male clients.
You know, New York City is very well known for their Wall Street lawyers, finance guys. Those jobs are incredibly stressful. Yeah. And they're coming in and they're being more progressive, and they're interested in doing light doses of Botox and microneedling to help soften their worry lines.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, it's refreshing to have men starting to get a peaked interest in skincare and being more progressive with anti-aging.
It's all the women are looking so fabulous. They're like, I want in.
That and social media. Social media has changed the game for everybody.
Yeah, right.
Everybody wants to walk around looking like a filter.
Yeah, basically.
So we're in demand.
Less editing.
Yeah.
Sign me up. Okay, so let's talk about your favorite treatment currently.
I don't have a favorite treatment per se. It's more, I really like being part of the entire process. So whether that's helping somebody clear up their acne that they've been struggling with, and whether that takes 2 months or 12 months, my favorite part is crossing that finish line. I've helped patients who have had scarring and burns all down their back to the point where they don't even want to wear a tank top. I've been part of crossing that finish line. I've had patients who I just posted about today, a girl who's been struggling with incredibly inflamed severe acne, and it's an emotional thing to struggle with. And when you get to a point where you feel like you can't do anything and it's just getting worse and worse, and mental health comes to be a part of it.
Oh, yeah.
So for me, whether it's pigmentation or scars or burns or acne or rosacea, it's not a one and done cookie cutter treatment. It's not a one and done miracle. It really is slow and steady wins the race. But if you let me drive and you sit in the passenger seat and you just trust the process, that's the most rewarding part, is when we get to the end and their skin is smooth and clear like butter. And then they're like, so what's next? And I'm like, that's it, babe.
Yeah,
like, we can do hydrofacials.
Yeah,
but like,
right.
You did it. Yeah. You made it. You're on the other side now.
So liberating.
So yeah, it's the entire experience of just being that therapist and coaching and just encouraging and keeping them inspired to reach the end. So it's hard to say one treatment is my favorite, because so many treatments are a part of it.
There is nothing more satisfying than being there on the journey with someone and guiding them through it.
Totally.
I mean, I can definitely relate to that. I think that's the best part about being in this kind of service-oriented industry. You watch people struggle, and they're all real. To find somebody that will guide them through that whole journey and be there with them, I think is so special. And also, it's a commitment. It's a time commitment. It's financial commitment.
Totally. So, like,
you're putting a lot into it.
Yeah, and then you have a lot of influence between social media and this product and that ad, and maybe it's your family that are making comments, or your friends, or so there's a lot that goes into it. If you can kind of weed it all out and just stay focused and see it through, it is really rewarding. And it does start in the consultation. I try to really set the expectations and what the reality is. You know, I've had some patients who are disappointed and they want something like one and done, and it's a miracle, but that's not how it goes. So most of my patient journeys take about 6 to 8 months, depending. So if they can just trust the process, that's the most important part.
All right, so I think it's time we get into scalp treatments offered at the clinic. Let's talk about all the medical and non-medical stuff that you guys do for the scalp, for hair growth, all the new exciting stuff that's happening now that is being kind of like bundled with skincare. It's not like a separate conversation. If you are bothering to take care of the longevity of your facial quality, like your face, you're trying to maintain that and maintain a youthful appearance, it's like the same goes for your scalp and keeping your scalp youthful and feeding your scalp all the things that it can use to benefit from and help have healthier hair for longer and all that. So let's talk about everything that you guys are offering now.
Okay, so the way that I break it down, because it is a lot of information, is I will start from the most non-invasive to the most invasive thing. So the first thing would be something as simple as a hair supplement, and that company is called Phylotex, and we sell those as a 3-month supply, and you're going to take those pills morning and night indefinitely. It's like a powerful multivitamin that also has some really great ingredients in there to help encourage the growth of hair. You have your supplement system, and then the next step would be your medicated topical scalp serum, which is a minoxidil. And we have different variations of it for each patient. So we have our male clientele, we have our females. That's going to be instructed for you to do, I think, 1 ml. You're going to do a dropper syringe, let it roll back into the scalp, and wherever it lands, it's going to treat. So we make sure we instruct the patient properly.
Yeah, meaning do not put that on your face.
Yeah.
100%. I had a
client. Don't let it roll down your back.
That was using minoxidil, the higher percentage, the 5% for men, mm-hmm. and it got all over her face. Because she was like overkilling, right? Just putting a lot on. Obviously, I get it, right? She wanted to get those benefits, but it definitely did strengthen her facial hair.
People get overzealous and just really want to get to the result.
Right.
And sometimes they overdo it. It's okay.
It's reversible.
When you stop. Yeah. Once you, if you don't use it, you lose it. Yeah, so that's that. And then the next thing would be we are doing Keravive, which is a scalp treatment. It's creating a healthy scalp, and it's created by Hydrafacial. So it's the same concept of what we do for the face, exfoliating, extracting, infusing. But now this is a product that has 4 biometric growth factors that are formulated specifically for the scalp and for the health of the follicle. So we're offering that.
So that is the same thing as a Hydrafacial that we spoke about. And that's what we did together. We did a full reel together, Brittany and I. And it was just like this really unique scalp treatment. You can't get anywhere. You can't get it done at the salon. You have to go into a professional office to get it done. And it is just like the same kind of exfoliating and breaking up that the Hydrafacial does on the face, you're doing on the scalp. Imagine that. Like something your scalp has never felt before.
The one analogy that I always say is like we are basically raking out all the dead leaves, mm-hmm. and then we're weeding out all the dead weeds, and now we are ready to fertilize and replenish and send those proprietary blended serums deep down into the root of the follicle. And so when we do it, every patient that comes back, and I will not do one treatment. It has to be a minimum of 3.
Yeah.
And every time the patient comes back, there's more density. Little baby hairs are popping up. Their hairline is filling in. Of course, hair loss is not like black and white. The reasons why there's hair thinning or loss that's happening is so different for everyone.
Yeah.
But on average, every single time a patient comes back for Keravive, there's a noticeable difference, even if it's just a small margin.
Yeah, it's so great. Well, because when you are really like removing all that buildup at that level, you're really allowing for that better penetration. And it's just such a concentrated boost of a treatment.
It feels good. Your scalp is light and breathing, and you're removing like some people get really plaquey and have product buildup. So you have an incredible head of hair. It's not like you needed it, but it's still really nice to just replenish and clean and exfoliate and send all the goodness down to the root.
Yeah, I keep my scalp healthy.
Yeah.
I've got all the tricks up my sleeves, all the products. These are like just a few of them. Just a few. Okay, so we've got the supplements, Keravive. Topical, Keravive.
Yes.
And then what else?
And then we move on a little bit more scientific, which would be PRP with the platelet-rich plasma that's drawn from your blood. We spin it into a centrifuge. What happens when your blood is being spun at that rate, the red platelets drop down to the base of the column, and this beautiful gold liquid floats up to the top.
Beautiful.
That is your liquid gold. That is your PRP, platelet-rich plasma. And so we extract that, and then that is either being injected by Dr. Yael Halas, or it can also be applied topically. So we have that as an option, and that's going to act like your natural growth factor. That's going to help encourage restoration or rejuvenation. So that's a really great step in the right direction if you want to bump up your hair loss treatment another level. And then the next thing above that would be exosomes.
Yes, this is huge, exciting, incredible.
It is really exciting. So, and actually, Dr. Halas and I will be in Miami next week at an exosomes conference discussing all things stem cells and how advanced it is and innovative it is and the difference that it's making. And the before and after photos for hair loss that with her patients are incredible, and it's undeniable. So it's a really, really great way to kind of help. And it's using the same messenger cell, mRNA, that they use in vaccines. It's the same cell concept. So we're sending it into the trauma center where the hair loss is, and then it's telling your body, fix this, recreate this, make more of this. Right. So we're getting a really, really good result with it. Is it the end all of end all? No. Hair loss in general needs to, it's constant work.
Right. Yeah.
So, but I think if you can do it, it's a really, really great, great treatment.
Yeah. And let's just put it out there. It's definitely much more expensive than a PRP service.
Of course, but it's, pay for what you get.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's donated healthy placenta tissue that they are harvesting the exosome stem cells from. So a lot of science has gone behind it, and we're a KOL, a key opinion leader for the company. The company is Chimera, and we're making a difference with patients, not just for hair loss, but for maybe it's a burn, maybe it's a scar. We're using it for lots of things. So it is more expensive, but it's completely worth it. Next is where you can do these single services, such as nanofractionated laser or microneedling. And then you could also pair it with Keravive or PRP, exosomes. That's the beauty of it. So we could do microneedling to create those little micro channels in the scalp and encourage that inflammatory healing response and creating more of a healthy scalp environment. And then when you apply something topical, it's now being delivered down to the depth of what the microneedle had reached, which is really great. Or you can do that with lasers. So now we have ablative and non-ablative lasers. So we could do the same thing with a nano-fractionated laser. We're creating all these nano-fractionated channels in the scalp. We're not creating any surrounding trauma. And now when we apply exosomes or we apply PRP, you're just getting that much more of an encouraged, healthy, we're stimulating that anagen hair growth. We're working our way down the list. What happens is when you do the laser or the microneedling, you have very little or mild downtime, which is then encouraging more of a frequency of the treatments, and then patients are getting the result at a more rapid rate. Same thing, like I said before, microneedling and lasers promising for hair growth. Yeah, for sure. There's so many studies out there that are successful, and there's new ones that are constantly developing, and sometimes we're part of those studies, but it's a constant maintenance and consistency. It's always going to be a combination of maybe some minoxidil, maybe some stem cells, laser, microneedling. You're going to constantly be doing this dance, because if that's your genetic deposition is to lose your hair, that's what you're fighting against. But there's nothing wrong with taking the steps in office, getting the clinical treatments done by the professional, and then using the professional products at home. So on the scale of supplements to treatments, we have supplements, topical serums, then we're doing PRP or exosomes, microneedling, nano laser, and the next step would be the largest step, right, which is the surgical route. Dr. Halas does her FUE and her FUT, and it's either the strip method, where we're harvesting the strip from the back of the scalp, or we're doing the individual extracted follicles. So that sliding scale is huge.
Yeah, it's big, and I think it's important for people to understand that it really isn't a one and done kind of solution. It never will be.
No, of course not.
Even when you do get the results, you have to maintain them.
Of course.
Your body needs help. Like, yeah, it needs the support.
You can go to the gym and get the result and body you want, but if you stop going. And it's funny, I had a patient I did a consult with, and this was maybe a year ago, and he was graduating high school, going to college, and really, really fearful of losing his hair. When we explained...
Was it a genetics thing? Like, was he...
It might have been. Yeah. It might have been a genetic thing. Yeah. I don't even remember what his scalp looked like at the time, but he definitely was a candidate for treatments. Okay. Yeah. And so it's funny when you meet a patient, especially younger patients who have no concept of the maintenance that goes behind it, when you explain like this is something you're gonna have to continue to do and make like yearly or monthly or quarterly visits, the look on his face, he's like, I don't want to do this forever. Yeah. And I was like, well, welcome to the club. Like, yeah, we dye our hair and we get roots and then we have to go back and dye them again. So it's the same concept, maintenance, consistency.
But the exciting thing and the good news is that there is a solution for everybody, and that there are like those multiple kinds of therapies unique enough for you, and that if you're willing to put in the time and the commitment, that you're gonna get some great results.
Of course.
But you're gonna definitely have to pay for it, just especially because all this is such advanced technology. Like, we're not talking about snake oils and all this just random kind of ingredients, natural ingredients you're supposed to put on your scalp and supposed to deliver. Like, you need the science, the technology, you need the expert application.
Right. And I think that's like what I said earlier, doing your research, finding the proper provider, trusting that you know that they are perfectly fit for what you're looking for. And the same research should go into the products that you're using. And you talk about this all the time. Like, there's so many sellers out there, whether it's Amazon or it's Sephora and Ulta, or maybe it's your favorite influencer on TikTok. There's so many ads being thrown at people, and sales, and the marketing is insane. So before just jumping into a product that looks really like you like the bottle, it smells really nice, please, 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 please look at the ingredient list and the efficacy and the research. I've had so many patients who tell me that a company reached out to them and they're science backed. And then I'll look at the website and it's all words. There's right. No, there's no evidence. There's no evidence. There's no clinical trials or papers. Yeah. They're just using the word science.
That's true, because the average person won't go beyond that first layer.
No, yeah, but like,
we need to.
But if the colors are bright and the font looks pretty and the pictures are good, it's a shame, because a lot of patients probably lose money trying all these products or treatments that aren't doing any justice for them. So medical grade is doing so much more
For sure. You. What kind of people are you seeing that are coming in for these different hair services?
It ranges. So as someone as young as someone who's graduating high school, to patients who are in their 60s and above. Now, especially since COVID, a lot of hair loss that came from COVID-19. So the stress, the viruses that are going around, maybe it's your genetic deposition, maybe it could be autoimmune related. So there's so many reasons, or some people just are so stressed out that they're yanking out their hair chronically. So there's tons of reasons why the aging scale of the patient that's coming in is all over the map. But I would say it's 50% women and men. Even a patient who's already done surgery options with Dr. Halas, I will still see them for Keravive after their surgery, just because patients are so nervous to really clean their scalp. They're scared they're going to mess up her job, that they get a lot of, it's almost like cradle cap for babies. Mm-hmm. They get so much buildup on the scalp, and the hydrofacial just kind of helps clear the way for a really healthy, beautiful surgical result to pull through. But so to go back to your question, the age range, it's anyone from late teens up into their 60s.
Yeah. What are, let's talk about some results that you've seen, some real client success stories.
Yeah. Well, surgery is obvious. There's always going to be a really great, beautiful before after photo. I think the thing that sticks out the most to me is either Keravive with Hydrafacial, because it is like on the scale of price and budget, it's going to be a little bit more affordable for patients who are trying to dip their toe into that world. I've seen really good results with patients after just 2 to 3 treatments, and it's just pulling through so much more density, so healthier hair in general. Patients are more confident pulling their hair back. Sometimes when women are thinning in their crown, they put their hair up in a ponytail and they can see right through it.
Yeah.
And they see their scalp.
In the like temple area.
Yeah. So yeah. Something as little as that, or the breakage in like the widow's peak. Yeah. If someone's pulling their hair back or braiding it a lot. I've had a lot of successful stories with Care Vive. The next thing that
I think. Well, because also to mention, Care Vive also has at home maintenance too.
Yes.
It's not just you're only getting something done when you come in.
It's
you're
also a 30. Maintaining it. Yes. You're getting a 30 day take home maintenance treatment. And that's a scalp spray, which is encouraging what we did in the office. And you spray it on your scalp every night, massage it in for about 15-30 seconds, and that's just going to take your Care Vive much further. There is a difference if patients aren't following through and doing that. I can tell when they come in, and I always will ask, are you using the spray? Yeah. And then they're always truthful.
Yeah.
But it does always reflect how great the result is.
Sure.
So Care Vive is impressive, and the stem cells, I think, are incredibly impressive.
Yeah, so you've seen some great results from that.
Yeah, and it's not an overnight miracle. It's definitely something that begins to develop within 6 months to a year is when you start to really show.
Sure. But are you seeing more men or women coming in for that? Or that are willing to commit to the exosome therapy?
Male pattern hair loss is definitely in more of a demand, or men are men don't want to lose their hair, sure. Right? That's being showcased a lot more and being talked about a lot more. And so men are being more proactive about that because maybe their grandfather is bald and they're terrified. So a lot of men are coming in for that, but there are a lot of women who are starting to be more proactive with it too. But it's also something that's not being talked about as much.
Absolutely.
And women hair loss is a lot harder to treat successfully than men.
Absolutely. It's much more complicated. Not as straightforward as it is for men, unfortunately. A lot more factors come into play. Okay, let's do something really fun here. So let's talk about different routines for people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and up.
Okay.
Let's do that. So for people in their 20s, what would be a good routine you would recommend for them to come in and get done with you? Like, what would that person get done?
Younger.
Let's say first visit with you.
Yeah, younger demographic, it's going to be something as basic as your hydrofacial, dermaplaning. We can do some really cool customizing with masks, LED light therapy. Less is more. Unless someone is already experiencing tons of acne or there's something going on, then I'm going to keep it very basic for the younger crowd.
Yeah.
Once we reach our 30s, our skin begins to change. Our skin is different every 7 to 10 years. So your teenage skin is different from 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. So it's going to constantly change. But for the younger demographic, less is more. If I could get you to promise to use sunscreen, that's a win for me. Green and eye serum is incredibly underrated and totally just shrugged off. And then you have those patients coming in their 40s and they're chasing those fine lines and that sun damage because they ignored it in their younger years. So basic treatment protocol, hydrofacial, dermaplaning. Cleaning. And then I think what's more important for the younger demographic is the proper home care to kind of protect what they have so they're not spending so much money and chasing it in their 30s, 40s, and 50s.
Okay, so 30s, you should be at that point, like you should have a really good home routine where you're...
Ideally. Yeah. I mean, everyone, there's so many late bloomers to the game and hormones become a part of it. Acne might happen. You never know what's going on, but by the time you reach your 30s, that's when we can cut. Your skin is changing. Your collagen is decreasing rapidly. Once you hit 35 and 40, it's going down even more. As we age, the foundation of the skin begins to slide. So there's things that we need to do to kind of shift and adjust and exercise your skin.
You know, just because you mentioned it, what are your thoughts on taking collagen?
From my understanding, there is no clinical proof that drinking collagen and taking the supplements are going to do anything for your
face.
For your face, for your body. Mm-hmm. There's no FDA study. Mm-hmm. So is it probably the worst thing that you can ingest? Probably not. Would I say it's going to fix all of your anti-aging issues?
Right.
No.
No way.
But I know there's so many people who buy the collagen creamer and the powder and the supplements. Yeah. And I think it's great. I mean, make that part of your healthy lifestyle. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that. I just wouldn't get sold on the marketing dream that it's replenishing it and increasing your production because that's not the case.
Right.
So as we age, we begin into our foundation starts to slide, our collagen production starts to decrease, and then we need to continue to do things that are stimulating that.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Just wanted to touch on that yeah. really briefly since you mentioned it, because I get asked all the time, because obviously like collagen is recommended for hair growth just to help with the actual structure of hair.
Yeah.
So separate. But yeah, but I've heard that there isn't any like hard clinical
right.
facts on
I think because for skin. I think because it's probably such a intense thing to study mm-hmm. and measure. Mm-hmm. It's really expensive to do FDA studies. Right. So something like that probably yeah. isn't going to make the cut.
So continuing on, what is a ideal routine that you recommend for someone in their 40s?
40s, it's probably going to be a lot of sun damage treatments. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be lasers, IPL, which is intense pulsed light. There's different wavelengths and lasers, especially at our office. I have so many different tools that I can pick and choose from. And then sometimes it's just a preference. Sometimes I just know one device is going to do exactly what I want it to do compared to the other one. So for someone in their 40s, everybody wants to look younger, tighter. They want the sun damage gone. They want a clearer complexion. So that's going to be a combination of anything that's going to help reduce the melanin in the skin. So we're going to draw that to the surface with laser. It could be a topical brightener like TXA or hydroquinone or any kind of blending lightening product. And then it's going to be things that are stimulating your collagen elasticity and causing that tightening and lifting. So that could be soft wave, which is ultrasound. Or it could be Morpheus, or it could be resurfacing laser, where we're getting that cell renewal and turnover. All of these different things that are going to kind of help smoothen and iron out, plump, rejuvenate, tighten, lift. It's going to be a combination. I like to call those treatments brighten, lighten, tighten.
Yeah.
So it's not a cookie cutter one and done. It's we're going to do these three devices. We're going to do it every 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And hold my hand and buckle up because yeah. we might shed a few tears along the way, right. but you're going to look really great.
That's right. No pain, no gain. And what about for somebody in their 50s?
Same thing. You just have to adjust. Things just have to be adjusted accordingly to the skin. Mm-hmm. As we age and we lose that collagen and we lose that elasticity and we start to naturally lose that volume, the skin becomes more thin and more delicate. So we can still use the same devices. We just have to adjust the parameters and the protocol so that we're safely and effectively treating that patient in a manner where we're still delivering a result. So same thing, it's going to be fine lines and wrinkles. I might suggest some Botox and fillers. Me and Dr. Halas, I always joke, we're like Batman and Robin. So she's going to do a little bit more of the heavy lifting that I can't do, but I can go in right behind her and kind of do the fine tuning and touch ups with the laser or soft wave. So yeah, it's always going to be kind of the same thing. You're just adjusting what you're doing for that specific patient.
Yeah. I think it's so great that you have that option to have the, you know, medical expert there and then have you as that facial, you know, esthetician expert that knows all these machines and all these other things. It's so great to have that like combination of expertise in-house.
Yeah, it's totally great. I never feel like I'm alone or I don't know what I'm doing. And if something, God forbid, something does happen, which things do happen, I can go over medical history and medications with a patient and I ask them, have you taken anything today? And they'll tell me no. And then I will do something and I'll see an adverse response happen. And maybe there's some bruising that's happening in the skin. And then I will say to them again, like, are you sure? Are you sure you didn't take anything? And then they'll be like, oh, I took fish oil. Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't realize, like, what's the worst that could happen? Well, the worst that could happen is now you've just taken a blood thinner this morning. And now we just did a laser treatment on you, which is very concentrated. And so now your skin is a little bit more delicate and the response is not exactly what we want. If something happens and I don't understand it or I need another pair of eyes and a bigger brain who's more seasoned, I'm immediately going to run over to Dr. Halas and be like, hey, this is what's going on. I need you to come in here, take a look. And then it makes me feel better and it makes the patient feel better. And like you said, we're holding the patient's hand, walking them through. So yeah, it's really great. and a privilege to be in an office with a doctor who has so much knowledge and is such a great educator.
She's so great.
Yeah.
Really, like, can't speak highly enough about her. Let's talk about services that you've done on me. Because I've been in a few times, and I've been on such a journey, so up and down.
Do you remember when we first met in the office? I didn't meet you at the event.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so.
Yeah, you came in, and you just, like, took over.
It was a really funny day. I remember coming in and just kind of like the little skin fairy. I'm just like, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what you were. She's like coming in and out.
I was just buzzing. Yeah. I was buzzing in and I was like, hi, nice to meet you. I'm Brittany. Okay, this is what we're going to do today. Literally. And we did, I think we did IPL on you.
What was our first date? What did we do? Like, what do we do now? Let's talk about like more.
So we've done a combination of things. We've done hydrofacial, dermaplaning. We've done IPL.
Wait, I don't think you talked about what dermaplaning is.
Dermaplaning is using a surgical scalpel to get an. It sounds scary.
A great intro.
Yeah, it's using a very sharp knife. No, we're using a surgical scalpel to get an incredibly close shave to the skin.
Yeah.
And I have complete control, and I'm basically sweeping away that outermost layer of dead skin. And what that does is it kind of unveils all of the brand new baby fresh skin. Yeah. And along the way, we're picking up the vellus peach fuzz hair. So it's a really great way to get exfoliation done. You get better product absorption.
Makeup sits better.
Yeah. If you have bacteria or anything just kind of like harboring in that layer, it's just a really great way to remove it. So I do that on pretty much everybody. Hydrofacial and dermaplaning is my peanut butter and jelly. But so going back to you, we've done dermaplaning, we've done hydrofacial, we've done IPL, which is intense pulsed light. Sometimes I've done it on you for pigmentation. Sometimes I've done it on you for vascular scarring. And sometimes I've done it on you for just spot treating acne. So I have different wavelengths that are speaking to your skin in a different way, whether it's just spot treating a couple pimples and it's shutting down the proliferation of bacteria and inflammation and pushing it into a more healing stage, or we are targeting the vascular scars where it's coagulating and collapsing and shutting down that vascular red pigment that we have that's sometimes left over from breakouts. I've done that on you. Mm-hmm. And then I've also done regular skin pen microneedling, and then I've also bumped it up a notch for Morpheus. And I know we filmed that, and you said, Brittany, kill me, but make me pretty.
Oh my God. Kill me, but make me beautiful.
Yeah, and you are.
Thanks, babe. I mean, you know?
Yeah.
Thanks to you. We'll keep it that way.
Yeah, but there's a reason why I bounce around on what I'm doing, and I call it exercising your skin. Because there is not a one-size-fits-all, and sometimes your skin is going to look different tonight versus the next time I see you in the office, and I might change my mind on what makes the most sense in that moment.
Last part, it's like, I know I can go in and rely on Brittany to change it up and to know what to do on the spot, what my skin needs at that moment in time. And it's not just cookie cutter at all. It's always different. I never know what to expect, but that's how it should be. My skin's different like every other week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it depends on the time of month, life stress.
For sure.
Everything. It could be a new product.
And then like one day you wake up and it's been like, I don't know how many weeks after Morpheus 8, and you're just like, damn, my skin is tight.
Yeah.
And it's just like glowing and everything looks so great. And you're just like, what's going on? And then you almost forget that it's this treatment you did because you've been like waiting for that moment. And then it's like, oh, it's Morpheus 8. And you're like, worth it, all worth it.
Yeah,
And it's the best feeling ever. And and you are incredible. And for whatever facial concern, question, anything you want to try out for the first time, Brittany is your girl. Why don't you tell a little bit about where everyone can find you and your handles and the office and all that?
Yeah, so you can find me at Dr. Yael Halas's. We are located on 56 and Lexington, between Lexington and Park. You can also find me on Instagram. My handle is skinlikebee, So you can find me on there. I do have a presence on TikTok. And then you can also find me on Dr. Halas's Instagram, and her handle is at Dr. Halas. Whether you're going to observe, I like to use my social media as a digital portfolio. It's a brochure. It's educational. You get a little taste of my personality and my energy.
Oh, for sure.
And then you get a little sneak peek on the inside of what these treatments look like. And then I also love to show my before and after photos of my patient journeys, whoever's willing to let me share that with patients. So that's how you can find me, whether you want to watch and observe silently in the background until you feel like you're ready to take that step and come in, or you send me a message. Yeah. I've talked to patients in Hong Kong. I've talked to patients in Texas. So even if I'm not local to you, I am always digitally available, and I will always take the time to just try to guide you in the right direction.
That's so great. And also, just as an aside before we go, you have officially put me on a new, just to mention this real briefly, you put me on a new skin routine where you just brought all the products in today and you showed me, mm-hmm. What was it called, the brand?
So the brand is called BioJuve, and it's now being carried by Crown Aesthetics. Crown Aesthetics is also the company where we get Skin Pen. So now we are basically providing you a skincare regimen that is completely just about recreating that balance of the microbiome. Think of this product line as your probiotic, your kombucha. We're taking the good bacteria, we're activating it, we're placing it back on the skin, and it's basically just recreating your healthy ozone layer.
Yeah, that's so, I'm so excited about that.
Yeah.
My skin's just been so out of whack, and it's like nothing, I haven't changed products topically, I haven't done anything different, so I just do feel like it needs a new approach. So I'm really excited to try this out, and I will keep you guys posted on that. I'm going to actually talk about it a little bit more on social.
Yeah, share that. Get familiar with it. This is the only skincare regimen out there right now that actually has active live microbes in it. And so when you use the activator spray and rub it together in your hands, that's when it's completely coming to life. It makes a big difference, and sometimes patients just need to be completely reset. And so part of it is having a healthy lifestyle, doing it from within, whether it's probiotics or some sort of healthy supplement that you're eating or drinking or taking, and then it's also a reflection of your skin as well. So that's where BioJuve comes in.
Yeah, I'm excited to try because I do all the things internally, and I think it's time to apply something different topically that's, you know, balancing the microbiome externally also.
Yeah, and so I'm excited. Not only is it really great for treating and preventing acne, but it's also really great for brightening the skin, hydrating the skin. This is a really great regimen that could be used on patients before their treatments and maintaining after the treatment. So this is a really cutting edge skincare regimen that's been studied for, I believe, the last 10 years.
Yeah. Okay, girl. Well, thank you so much, Brittany. This was amazing. And I hope that you guys all out there take as much as you possibly can from this episode, because this is a long one. And
it's a lot.
Yeah, we've covered a lot, and we skipped a lot.
I know.
We had a lot we wanted to cover, but we skipped it because I knew this would happen. But maybe we bring you back on and we do a part two. You guys will have to let me know what you think about this episode. Just make sure you either DM us, either one of us, but let us know what you thought, and any kind of feedback and comments are so great. If you guys loved the fact that we got into skincare a little bit more, let me know, because it's a little bit more off topic. But yeah, let us know what you thought, and let us know if you want Brittany back on. Thanks so much, girl.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for listening. If you like what you've heard and you can think of a few other women to share this podcast with, please do leave me a quick review in whichever platform you're listening from. And if you have any recommendations or comments, email me at grow@hairlikehers.co or follow me at Hair Like Hers Podcast on Instagram. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.